from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in today for Joe Starkey. We are live at Treesdale Country Club, where the HM3 Jerome Bettis and Mel Blunt Celebrity Golf Outing is taking place as part of the Celebrity Care Fest, and it has been an incredible day. We have seen so many faces. I got T-Bird here on the ones and twos with me. We have seen some faces, and we have been talking about some names, man. Of course, Mel Blunt, Jerome Bettis here. Joey Porter's here. James Harrison's here. Kevin Colbert, former Steelers GM, he's here. John Wehner, Pirates broadcaster, former Pirate. Carrick High School legend is here, too. And while we're on the topic of Pirates and baseball, my next guest is a columnist for Pittsburgh Baseball Now. He has been covering baseball, especially on the Pirates end of things, as long as I can possibly remember. And as I can remember my time being in the press box and starting out and seeing him there, and I go back and visit now, and he's still there, and he joins me on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. John Parrotto joins me right now. John, good to talk to you again. Been a while.
It has been, Josh. Good to hear your voice. And before I forget, congratulations on your new job.
Thank you so much. It's been kind of a crazy transition. It's happened super fast. But it's been good. I'm excited about it. It's been a fun challenge and looking forward to it. Not as many days in the press box visiting with you guys, but I will totally miss it. And I have to admit, I will totally miss just being able to get paid to sit in PNC Park and watch a guy like Paul Skenes pitch. But I want to get into this pitching staff as a whole right now, because the way this lines up on this road trip going to Arizona, you got Luis Ortiz lined up for tomorrow night. They got Mitch Keller on Sunday. Granted, Marco Gonzalez on Saturday. I consider Gonzalez to be kind of a hit or miss. You really don't know what you're going to get. But with Ortiz and Keller, with those guys lined up in Arizona, you know you're going to see Paul Skenes in Houston against the Astros. I've been of the belief, John, this road trip, normally I would think 3-3 on a 6-game road trip on the road is par for the course, but it feels like 4 isn't that far out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, it's the way they're playing. I mean, anything seems possible right now with the way they played before the break and coming out of the break going 9-3 in their last 12. It's going to be a bit of a tough trip. Arizona's tough. They're the defending National League champions, of course, but they're not playing as well this year at times. And then they go to Houston, and the Astros have really gotten hot since they had their struggles early in the season, got out of the gate 12-24. But again, I mean, it's not like you look at this trip and go, wow, it's just a little too daunting for the Pirates with the way they're playing. Yeah, boy, if they could go 4-2 on that trip, or really even 3-3, that would be good, and would keep them right smack in the middle of the wild card race.
Now, of course, one thing that makes that possible or even plausible for this team is you would expect it to be more consistent offense. This is something I've been talking about pretty much the length of the season, John, when we're talking about with this offense and how they can help this team win more consistently. And you hear the old adage about if you could be a team that scores 4 runs a game, you're in every game you play. Well, this team, you know, they're averaging about 4 per game on offense, but the thing is it doesn't always come in 4-run increments. Sometimes it comes in 2, sometimes it comes in 3, sometimes it comes in 8. But also, I think the number that sticks out to me is that this team's record's even better when they score 3 runs in a game. How much does that speak to just this pitching staff and how well they've been able to overcome maybe a more, I should say, a less consistent lack of offense there?
Yeah, they have, and you're right. It does say a lot about the pitching staff, Josh. You know, they have a good foundation in the rotation with Mitch Keller, of course, is now the veteran-type anchor guy. Paul Skeens has quickly become the ace 12 starts into his career. They've gotten Luis Ortiz on track, and all of a sudden he's become one of their best starting pitchers. The bullpen you know, it was shaky at times early, but they have the back end of it straightened out now with Bednar and Holderman and Chapman all pitching well. And, you know, that's why I think it's imperative that the Pirates go out and get at least one bat or two, because you can only put so much pressure on that pitching staff. You can't ask them to go out and only give up one or two or even 3 runs every night. You're going to need to get them some support, and you're occasionally going to have to win like the 7-5 type game. So, you know, I think pitching-wise, the Pirates are in a really good spot, but they need a little support if they're going to make the playoffs.
John, we've heard a lot of names flying around in rumors as far as potential guys this team can go after. You hear the Chisholms, the Rookers, the Taylor Wards. Of all the names that are being tossed about, and I'm sure you've heard some rumblings here and there, which of those names from an offensive standpoint sounds the most realistic? And as far as maybe adding another arm, which bat and arm sound the most realistic to you right now?
I think Brent Rooker is certainly a possibility with Oakland, you know, and he has 3 years of control left. You know, another guy out there, if they decide to go the short-term route and get somebody just for this year and next, that I kind of like as a possible buy-low target is Cedric Mullins with the Orioles. The Orioles have a bunch of young outfielders who are blocked right now. Mullins not having a really good year, but he does have double-digit homers, double-digit steals, and, you know, he's 3 years removed from being a 30-30 player, and he's 29 years old, so... You know, he's a guy I think's a possibility, but I like Rooker. I like the fact he has power, and I think the Pirates not only need another bat, but somebody who can consistently hit the ball out of the park. And that's the guy I would take. And I don't think they're going to have to give up any of their very best prospects to get a guy like Brent Rooker, too. So, to me, he seems like the best fit, with Mullins being my buy-low candidate if they decide to go get two bats.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, speaking of that, as far as an offensive standpoint, we saw Rowdy Tellez do something he hasn't done a lot this season. Left on left, puts one not only out of the park but into the river on a bounce. I talked about him earlier in the show and just his complete about-face this season with how things started out, his struggles that he had at the plate, his willingness to really just break everything down to the studs and really rebuild his approach all over again, and even dealing with some of the backlash or all the backlash that he dealt with, not only with his own performance. He stands up for David Bednar in the clubhouse when he was getting booed. But then you see this resurgence in June and everything changes. Fans are giving him curtain calls and shouting his name. And I talked about how, you know, how Rowdy Tellez, the thing that I thought stuck out the most to me was that he never changed how he behaved himself and how he comported himself during this entire process. And I thought that took tremendous character. But what did you see on your end with how Rowdy Tellez handled this entire situation from April up until now?
I always thought he handled it really well. And, you never know, especially when you have a new player come into a new environment, you don't know exactly how he's going to fit in, how he's going to work out. And, I mean, he comes in and there were expectations that he would be a guy in the middle of the lineup that would produce, and they were hoping maybe they would get the guy, the player who hit 35 home runs 2 years ago for the Brewers, and he comes in and he doesn't hit the ball out of the infield for 2 months. He really gets booed by the fans. They were really frustrated. And I'll give the guy credit. He did stay the same guy. He's, I don't want to say jovial, but he's a fun guy. He has kind of a wry sense of humor, and he just always stayed the same. And I will say this. He never ducked the media, always was there, always willing to talk during all the bad times. And he hung in there, and I asked him one day, it was probably middle of May when it was really going bad, and I said, how have you been able to keep your sanity as well as you have? And he laughed, and he said, because I believe in what I'm doing. I believe I'm a good big league hitter, and I believe if I just keep working at it, that I'll come around and I'll show that, you know, I still have something left here, and I'm the player the Pirates thought they were getting when they signed me. And sure enough, he didn't unwaver at all in his faith and in his hitting ability and his playing ability, and it's panned out. And that's really been big for the Pirates, because I thought for sure, if you would ask me even a month ago or 6 weeks ago, Josh, what their biggest need would be at the trade deadline, I would have said a first baseman. But now I'm not very concerned about first base with him and Connor Joe as a platoon situation.
John Parrotto, columnist from Pittsburgh Baseball Now, longtime Pirates writer and baseball writer in general, joining me on 93.7 The Fan. John, we've heard a lot of discussion about different guys who probably could contribute more, guys who probably could contribute or maybe step things up with this part of the season getting closer toward the home stretch. And Rowdy Tellez was one of those names, but he, of course, has risen to the occasion. Nick Gonzalez came in when he was called up and started out hitting so hot. But then he hit that divot for a little bit and slumped off a little bit. But since then, he's been able to work his way back. I know Clint Hurdle always talked about, you know, being able to punch and then the league counterpunches. What have you seen from Nick Gonzalez that has allowed him to counterpunch the league's counterpunch recently?
I think confidence, Josh. I think kind of like Rowdy Tellez, though not as, with quite a deep well of experience. You know, he's a different kid than came up last year when he was really shy and timid, and you could tell he really didn't feel comfortable in the big leagues, didn't feel he belonged. And I think because he did have so much initial success this year after he got called up, that he, I think when things went bad, instead of where a lot of young players would have said, oh boy, I'm really going downhill, the league has caught on to me, I think he took that early success and he really used it to keep his confidence going and realized, hey, I can play up here, and if I keep making adjustments and keep working at it, that I'm going to be okay. And to me, he's really been one of the great pleasant surprises of this season, because honestly, Josh, he seemed so overwhelmed last year that I didn't think he was going to make it as a big leaguer. And for him to get off to such a great start, and like you said, then slump, but now bounce back and be a good hitter again and being an important part of the offense, I'm really, really impressed by how much he's grown both as a player and, you know, as a person with his confidence here over the last year.
John, appreciate the time as always. It's going to be a little bit different not being around the ballpark, but I appreciate you, appreciate the time, and hopefully we get to cross paths again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Josh, and best of luck.
Appreciate you. John Parrotto, Pittsburgh Baseball Now. Long time writer. When I talk about people that have been in the press box as long as I've been around, if not longer, one of the first faces I remember seeing, and we're talking, now I got to do math, 15, 16 years ago when I first walked into the press box at PNC Park, John Parrotto was one of the first faces that was there. And he's been one of the stalwarts there. He's been one of the guys that's been around this team for quite some time. And he's been around baseball for quite some time. So when John Parrotto says something, I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to listen. And a lot of good insight there on potential targets. And Cedric Mullins was not a name that was on my radar as a potential target. So that's another one to keep an eye on. In addition to the Brent Rookers and the Jazz Chisholms of the world, Cedric Mullins is a name that I will probably keep my antenna tuned toward, because there's no mistaking it. This team needs someone to help supplement their offense, and they need a bat, and they didn't yesterday. I don't think that's worth even arguing over. But it'll be more for me, it'll be a matter of who that bat is, not just necessarily that they add somebody, because I keep hearing the same sentiment. Oh, they got to do something. They got to spend some money. Okay, folks, they spent a lot of money on guys who haven't worked out this year. They spent money on Aroldis Chapman in the first couple months of the season. We're sitting there going, was it worth spending that much money on him? It ain't about the money they spend. It's about what they spend it on. Let's not get caught up in the same lazy arguments about stuff. We're past the point where we're just making the argument about, oh, they got to spend the money. This is a trade deadline, folks. You got to make the right move. You got to use the right capital at your advantage, whether it be minor leaguers, whether it be major leaguers, whether it be international bonus slot money. You got to use the resources at your advantage to make the best decision to make your ball club better. And it ain't always about money. It's about making the best decision. And right now, it comes down to, can Ben Cherington make the best decision to make this ball club better? And he's got about 5 days and a little less than 6 hours to figure it out. We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to get more into Steelers training camp. I got to give a disclaimer. It's the first day of practice. I got to give a disclaimer to remind people, let's not freak out yet. It's day one of practice. In the meantime, we got fan headlines, Austin.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.